lot of these guys are already out of age here. They refuse to clean themselves. You know, I try to find them some clothes to change and stuff like that. I brought them down a couple t-shirts and, you know, that I had old t-shirts I had, you know, which were extra large, and I just, you know, gave it to him. And I said, go change, do something with yourself, clean yourself up. And I used to carry Cisco here, and I just refused to carry it because of, it attracts a lot of customers I don't need, you know. It affects my good customers. And, you know, I'm standing in line waiting for a bottle of Cisco, where, why should I sell it to make 40, 50 cents on it? And we have somebody else standing next to you, smells like it's coming out of them. So I just, you know, let them go next door. Let them smell up the guy's store next door. I don't need that kind of clientele here. I don't need it.
All these clothes, people gave them to me. All them nice, beautiful clothes, they give them to me or I find them. They be like in the free box. The rich white people still had the tags on some of them. And they don't wear them, they don't like them evidently. They like it at first and they set it out. When we go can and bottling, mm-hmm. we find a lot of clothes, mm-hmm. brand new clothes. Yep, socks, all of that. I'm not lying. But these jogging suits, Webb gave me about 6 joggers. Yeah, all different kinds. Real nice. Yes, you know, when you see me in my stockings, I be looking real pretty, huh? Everybody be, I didn't know you could look that good. I know, there's a lot you don't know about me.
She was an artist mainly. We lived like, they were like bohemians. I mean, we lived down North Beach and I grew up in the projects down there. But she, my mother was a genius, you know, one of them real, you know. I wasn't like that. I had like my dad's brains. I was always more pragmatic, you know, about things and more down to earth, you know. I wasn't stupid, but I just wasn't interested in school, you know?
Yeah, but you did 4 years.
Because I always excelled. When I'm interested in something, I excel at it.
Thinking about my family.
Yeah.
I miss them. Drug, that's on me. But little shit, when she hurt me, I rebel from that. But I don't want to hurt her. That's my problem. You know. And I never ever really told her how she made me feel when she beat me. She made me feel that she hated me. I never told her. But I'm gonna tell her though. I have to if I can get that off. Yeah. And we talk. But I never told her that. I felt if I would tell her, maybe she would just really push me out of her life forever. You know? If I let her know how I felt all through the years and how I feel right now today, that she hates me. I don't feel that she loves me. Because she beat the fuck out of me. Like she didn't want me.
And they had just parked the van, and we like pulled up right by, and we waited and watched them, and they all got out of there. It was like all mostly women in the van.
Oh, shit.
And they all got out with the tourist guy, and they all started walking down to, you know, where I guess they got the view at, man. My friend popped the window and fucking we pulled up the car next right to it. He popped the window, got in there, started throwing me purses.
Oh shit.
In the car. By the time we got out of that place, we had like fucking 9 purses. Going across the bridge, man, I had a fucking pile of money on the floorboard, man, going across that Golden Gate Bridge. Another time we went over there and we got there's a place where a lot of homosexuals go over there. There's a beach over there.
Uh-huh.
And we got into this one guy's truck and he had all his fishing gear. Anyhow, he left his keys in the ignition. In the truck.
Uh-huh.
We got the truck, I followed him over, and we took the whole truck and everything, man. I found a lot of nice stuff, man.
How long ago was that?
This was like back in the 80s.
Why'd you stop going over there?
Huh?
Why'd you stop going over there?
That's a good question. I don't know. I just felt like it got burned out, you know?
The Safeway over there on Mission by Geneva, they busted me. And luckily the security guard was real nice. I mean, he told me, he says, he was trying to let me know that he knew, you know, because he went and stood by the cash register, you know, and I had it in because, you know, I had it in my backpack. And he said, the voice from above, you know, because those camera things, well, I guess he's got some kind of thing in his ear or something where they tell him. You know, he knew I had a gallon of tequila. You know, and so as soon as I hit the door, it was, come on. But he took me to the back, took my picture, and said, don't ever come in here again. And let me go.
That was cool.
I mean, I have never seen a guy be so nice. And I guess at the same time, though, it was the fact that I only had one bottle.
Right.
You know.
Well, you've hit that place many times.
Yeah, all of them. I gotta stop doing it.
Sure.
We gotta clean up. I'm not gonna get off the parole if I don't clean up.
Right.
You know, luckily I got some, you know, some clean pee because he's gonna be here Wednesday morning. You know.
You just pee in a cup and save it?
No, I have someone who's clean pee in a cup.
Oh, right, of course.
So I can't pee in a cup. I'm just hoping this is clean.
Do you pay for it?
No. But, and I've always heard that if you pee a long time, you know, if you drink a lot of fluids and keep peeing to where the pee ends up looking like water,
uh-huh,
that it's clean.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I did that one night for about 6 hours. You know, and I just kept drinking water and just peeing and peeing and drinking and peeing. And then at the very end, I finally put it in the bottle. I thought, okay, it looks like water. It doesn't smell, you know. But I figured, oh, well. And so I gave it to him thinking, oh, right on, you know. And I even filled up another bottle and stuck in the refrigerator. So I'd have a bunch of it, you know. And I'll be darned if I didn't get a card in the mail. You know, well, you know, you saw the letter.
Yeah.
That was it. First one, group. Second one, residential program. Third one, back to jail. And it's like, dang, that's why I'm praying this is clean. You know, at first the NA said that this guy, because he's been clean for a while, so he won't even drink, but he has said that there might be Valium in it. But he was telling me that there's not supposed to be any in this. I'm just hoping, you know.
It's hard to find a clean.
Yeah, someone who's clean. Yeah.
Jeez, when I heard my own voice, I thought, no, that's not what I sound like, is it?
Well, my voice really sounds strange to me.
I think everybody does.
I guess it does.
Well,
It's just so strange to hear recording yourself, at least for me. I can imagine what it'd be like for these movie actors, you know, to see themselves acting on a screen, you know.
Oh, that must
and all
be
that.
Something.
You know, just, Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you get used to it after a while, but...
Yeah, I guess you
there's some actors that they won't go to their see their own movie.
Then I moved to Pittsburgh and I was still using heroin. And I started going to church, and God delivered me. I didn't go to no withdrawals or shit. No. All I went was to church and just glorified his name.
Give a dollar to somebody.
Oh, yeah?
On the island, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was trying to give a dollar away, like, hey, Merry, here you go, Merry Christmas. Just to see what happened.
Paranoid.
I couldn't give it away. They kept rolling their windows up, or one lady, she pulled up the stoplight there, and she saw me stand there, she automatically saw the window go up.
It
was about that open, 3 inches or so at the top. And
I went on the other side.
Anyway, I went over there and I walked up and I said, oh, and I knew what she thought was coming, but I said, oh, excuse me, ma'am, here you go, Merry Christmas. And she looked at me, no, that's all right. No, really, Merry Christmas, here you go. Like flabbergasted. Thank you. Merry Christmas. That's okay. Keep it, you know. It's like, you know, kind of blew her mind. I just wanted to see the reaction I'd get. You asking them for money, asking them something.
It's weird.
The way, especially the way she rolled that window. As soon as she pulled up to the light there and I was standing there, she rolled that window.
That when this happened, the guy came to his truck and saw that it broke into, you know. Then he came around and saw me and we got into it, you know. And the only way he got me was I slipped and shit and he hit me in my face with that toolbox. If I wasn't slipped, I'd have tore his ass up, man, shit. But when he hit me with that toolbox, I couldn't fight no more, you know. That shit was hurting like fuck, man. She broke some bones, she fractured some bones and shit. And I got played up again somewhere. I got the doctor, I got played up again. Somewhere up again, shit like that, man. Shit be bothering me today, you know? Anyway, the police told them, they said, well, we'll take them and shit like that, you know? I said, I don't give a fuck, we'll take you, man. Somebody just take me there, you know what I'm saying? I'm hurting my eye. Swole and shit and stuff, you know? And I was hurting shit. The motherfucker took me and I stayed upstairs in the hospital ward for about a week. And then after that, they took me to the jail, to the new jail, and they put me in the hospital part down there.
No, tired. I really am. You know, the reason I did it this morning is because, you know, the whole weekend, no money, and just, you know.
Yeah, we're all in between money trips.
Yeah, you know, just, which I had so much money this morning, and, you know, you spent $60 just like that. Bam. It's like, whoa, I had all these plans.
What were your plans?
Doing my wash, mm-hmm. you know, getting my prescription out, you know, getting some food. Since I wanted, I meant to do well by my food stamps, but I didn't.
Unfortunately,
I didn't. Just, you know, sold and got, you know, just got a little bit of money, and you know how to spend money. It's just.
So why not take nothing on as opposed to shooting heroin?
Because you have, well, I guess if you had a job or something, because you have to go there every day. You know, you got the time limit, you know. I mean, I was on maintenance for 6 years mm-hmm. when I first had my son. Mm-hmm. And they took me off in 21 days. And I thought I was going to die. And I swore I'd never do that again. You know. But I think it's just getting used to doing something else, you know. I mean, at least I'm starting to eat, you know, because, I mean, I didn't realize, you know, I wasn't even eating, you know, that whole thing that, you know, the dope takes care of everything. It's not that you're hungry, you need dope, you know, whereas food and a little sleep feels a whole lot better than much dope as, you know, I can get. I mean, I almost did a gram today.
Really?
Yeah. I should be asleep. At least.
Shit, when I left, I went somewhere, but that place wasn't about shit. And I wasn't meant to live like that. That place wasn't nothing, it was a shelter. And they served us sloppy shit, and I wasn't going out like that. So I said I could do it my own self. I could take care of myself and feed myself. Uh-huh. I didn't have to eat that shit. That guy.
Well, why'd you start fixing again?
Because I wanted to.
How come?
Because it was out of the back of my head. I'm a dope fiend, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you weren't talking that way when you were in the program.
Because I wanted to make it work.
You wanted to make the program work, but you don't want to make it work now?
No.
How come?
Oh, no. I ain't ready. I ain't fit to make like I'm ready. So I just wanted to kick. I just wanted to get off of that shit, but I still like that shit. It's just different when a person uses and you see them doing real bad, and then when they feel good about themselves.
But how come you don't keep feeling good about yourself?
Because I'm a failure.
Oh, you're so not a failure. You were such a success there. Everyone loved you.
Everybody loved me. I'm a lovable person.
Right. I mean, everyone loved you. They thought you were gonna, you know, you were like supporting other people and they were supporting you, and you know, I mean, that's the success. I mean, so that's obviously proves that you're not a failure.
I never complete a damn thing.
No. What about looking for another place? I talked to a friend, you know, he's in recovery, and he's got a friend who runs a program in the East Bay. He says it's a really good program for women.
How long that program?
It's long term.
That's what I need.
You know,
before I do get caught up real tough.
My concern is that, you know, living back out at that corner, it's going to start raining again. And you said something really interesting to me. I don't know if you remember. On the phone. You said to me, you said you forgot how beautiful San Francisco was because all you did was hang out going back and forth from here to 3rd Street. And that to me meant a lot, you know, because that said that you're suddenly clearing up, because, you know, I see this area is beautiful, and I go and I make the effort to see it, and you're able to see it too.
Me too, I am. I'm not going to be stuck.
Well,
I'm going to the movie Thursday. I get my check. You want to go with me?
I might go with you.
Won't you pick me up?
I used to win fights. People always kind of leery of me. I wasn't real big, but they knew I was tough, you know. And I used to get in confrontation, but most people just kind of never really went so far as to start a fight with me. We used to get in each other's faces, you know, and I wouldn't back down. But I got a lot of fights. Oh yeah, I got a lot. I usually won.
You remember your first fight?
I remember a fight. I told Gary several times. I brought it up. And one time I was in Roosevelt, going to Roosevelt Junior High, and this one kid was a bully, and he was on the boxing team. He was one of the best boxers supposedly on their team, right? And he used to hassle with me all the time. And finally, one day he wanted to fight me in the gym after school. So we went to the Dean of Boys. And the Dean of Boys hated my guts. You know, I was just one of them guys that wouldn't. But back down from somebody, and I'd talk shit right back to him, you know. I had a thing about that. Yeah, I had a thing about authority and an attitude, you know. But anyway, when he was talking to the boys over there, and he went to go in the gym after school, put on the gloves. And he was going, man, yeah, I'm going to make his head go this way and that way, blah, 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 blah. I remember that. And then when we got in there, I beat his ass all over it, man. I never forget that. He was like one of their best boxers on the boxing team, yeah, you know. I beat his ass all over the fucking place, man. I used to get in trouble. I got kicked out 3 times. I've been kicked out of school for fighting. But I had a temper. I used to get mad at teachers when they treated me wrong. Oh, I threw a chair at one teacher in class one time. I was young, man. You know, I used to have a bad temper. Only if I thought I was really being done wrong, though. But I'd blow up. I had no control over it. I would go into rages, you know, where I couldn't control it, you know.
My sister took care of me, called me. And me and my kids made sure that I got my own apartment. I got me a job. And I was a woman, independent, got my own car. She made sure. She didn't mess with my bank account. She made sure I had a bank account, A1 credit, brand new furniture. Kids had their bunk beds. You know them little twin sets with them pillows. Then you had I forget what you call it. Then you had a radio and the record player, the desk, the big old desk. And then you had, you know, here's a couch here and a couch there. You got the pillows. You take the pillows off and it's a bed. And I had my room. We had a car. I'd done all of this. I worked. You know, and I got $200 food stamp, and I lived in low rent. My rent was $69.89. You know, 3-bedroom. She made sure that I continued to, you know, to take care of my children. Nobody else didn't. I had no man in my life. I had a, you know, I messed around, but I didn't have no man, and especially not living with us when I'm, you know, a single parent. I didn't want no man because I was able to take care of us my own self. And they done that to me, man. You know, I never have a sister like that in my life. She woke me up the other night. Yeah, I was crying because I had never seen her like I hadn't seen her in years.
She saw you out there?
My sister. She woke me up. She was...
I know what you're saying.
I hadn't seen her and she was so clear and then it was like she had them little... Like she was bright. She was so bright, like. My sister left them kids with me. That's when I blew it.
What'd you do?
I started back using. I had stopped using. My brother and my dad, and they sneak my sister kids away from me. They plotted. They talked about it. And I used to hear them talk, and then I'll go in the room and they stop. I'd be, you don't have to stop talking because my attitude changed when I'm not an influence and I'm real sweet. Because I'm in the room. You can keep talking. Is it anything I need to know? And then they looking all wishy-washy. And they making arrangements and everything. But God darn it, why they didn't tell me? You know? Why they just done it like that? My niece was running from, no! Stay with my auntie. They grabbed her and put her in the car. That was so wrong. I never forget them for that.
I'll go fishing in the summer. You'll teach me how to fish.
I like going link cod, man.
I get
go get link cod out there in Princeton. You ever go out to Princeton Breakwater out there? Man, I mean, you know that guy crazy we call him?
Yeah.
Me and went out there one time. We caught a link cod this big.
Oh, you're kidding.
We both got it. Oh, man, that sucker's head was that big, man. The mouth was fucking huge, man. We just fucking sat out there. We were both on methadone, smoked weed, drank the beers, and fell asleep. All of a sudden, I told him, check your pole, man, because his line had gone real slack. They don't put up a real big fight, those link cod, man. Anyhow, he finally got up to the top, man. He lost it, though, and I jumped in the water with a gaff.
Really?
Got it. Yeah, swear to God, true fish story.